From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Greece offers its latest reform plan ahead of a crucial EU summit. Embattled Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, seeking a way out of the country's debt crisis Wednesday, pledged to present new concrete proposals that involve tax and pension reforms in exchange for debt relief from the Eurozone. He addressed the European Parliament in Strasbourg and received a mixed reaction. Michael Thurer is a European parliamentarian.
Well, I was disappointed by what Alexis Tsipras said, because he was announcing a plan, but he did not present a plan. And we need in Greece now no new words and no new promises, but we need deeds.
With his country's banks near collapse and running out of cash, Mr. Tsipras said he's confident of meeting an end-of-the-week final deadline European leaders have given him to reach a bailout deal. The EU leaders called for a new summit Sunday, telling Greece there would be a decision then on a new Greek bailout, or Athens would likely exit the euro currency bloc. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir is in power. He spoke Wednesday in Nairobi as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new three-year mandate.
Should President Kiir remain adamant and refuse to hand over power to the people, then the citizens have every right to rise and overthrow his regime. The SPLM would like to appeal to all peace-loving member states of the international community to withdraw their support and recognition from the illegitimate and genocidal government of Salva Kiir and isolate it maximally.
The 18-month conflict has displaced more than 1.5 million people internally and forced another 730,000 to other countries. This is VOA News. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange was halted Wednesday for nearly 4 hours for what was described as technical reasons. U.S. officials did not immediately see cyber espionage as the cause or a link between the trading halt and the temporary grounding of United Airlines flights or the shutdown of the Wall Street Journal website. Jim Dunnigan, investment director at PNC, said in any event, not all U.S. trading was affected.
The New York Stock Exchange is not the hub of activity that it was maybe 10, 12 years ago. Represents less than 0.25% of the daily trading volume. So business is getting done through the other exchanges. There's 11 other exchanges, a number of other private venues. So trading activity is getting done. So little impact on the market as far as an ability to execute trades, and I think market levels reflect that.
U.S. stocks ended Wednesday lower, with investor concerns focused on the Greek financial crisis and China's slowing economy. The U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, Stephen Rapp, told VOA Wednesday those behind the ongoing political violence in Burundi could face prosecution.
We're deeply concerned about what's happening in Burundi right now, and reports are coming out hourly of peaceful demonstrators being shot down in the street. We're concerned about the possibility of violence, particularly committed by the youth militia, the Imbonerakure, and we're sending the strongest message that we can that those that commit them, and particularly those that incite them, and that author them, and that arm and deploy the forces that are committing these crimes will be held to account.
He warned those involved in violence and killings would likely end up in the International Criminal Court. The protests in Burundi were sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial decision to seek a third term in elections now set to occur July 15. U.S. and Iranian negotiators met for at least 3 hours Wednesday in Vienna, trying to resolve differences in a comprehensive nuclear agreement. A deadline to reach a deal has been extended twice. Negotiators have now given themselves until Friday to come up with a comprehensive accord that would cut Iran's uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb, and a lifting of global sanctions hurting Tehran's economy. Witnesses say at least 3,000 Ethiopian troops have entered Somalia, reportedly to attack al-Shabaab militants. Ethiopian forces invaded Somalia in 2006 to oust an Islamic government, and since then has frequently sent troops across the border. Exiled former Guinea junta leader Moussa Dadis Camara was indicted Wednesday for the deaths of more than 150 people during an opposition rally in 2009. Camara and his lawyer met with two judges from Guinea and Burkina Faso, where he's in exile. Pope Francis in La Paz, capital Bolivia, praising that government's social reforms and warning against material wealth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.